American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
The industry really has an opportunity to take leadership on this.
That's David Gregg, Consulting Projects Manager for World Perspectives, Inc. of Arlington, Virginia. And they're focused on traceability and animal ID for American cattle.
There's some folks out there, and certainly a lot of the folks we talk to as part of our qualitative discussions feel that the U.S. is already behind, has fallen behind in the traceability and animal ID space. Now, again, there's a lot of private initiative. There's a lot of folks who've invested in this voluntarily. So the question is, you know, how do we find those lanes where we can get a critical mass to talk about this discussion with a shared framework and a shared understanding of how we can best approach it?
And Gregg said that the American producers want the government to give them a hand on this traceability and this animal ID effort.
Government is certainly identified as a partner up and down the value chain, and I think it is the best way to describe it is a partner on the side of, obviously, trade negotiation. The government plays a key role in that, and if the industry can help provide government with another tool, excellent. But I think that the animal disease side is very important, and we have some data that shows that the industry clearly sees government as a partner and a stakeholder in this, especially when it comes to mitigating the impacts of animal disease and using a traceability system or systems as an insurance policy.
And Gregg says traceability does not stop an outbreak,
but it will mitigate the impact.
Gregg said that the cattle industry should step up the traceability and animal ID if they want to do it.
Yeah, just, you know, the industry has an opportunity to take leadership on this and identify best practices and push the discussion forward in such a way that while this window of opportunity exists, find the best approach to benefit and maximize the competitive advantage of the industry.
That's David Gregg, Consulting Projects Manager for World Perspectives, Inc. And while World Perspectives has consultants all around the world, David Gregg is based in Powell Butte, Oregon. According to the Public Lands Council, the Endangered Species Act has failed to help recover and remove threatened endangered species from federal protection since being enacted in 1973. Instead, the ESA has become a weapon used by activist groups, creating an extreme backlog of litigation against the government and halting many beneficial conservation efforts of livestock grazing. On Facebook? Well, we're American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.